Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here covering the week of December 15th through the 22nd. Yay! And we have three events happening in the week ahead, too, that are probably more significant, but I'll cover all three. How's that, you guys? So first of all, in general, for everybody, the first thing that is going on is that Mars is going to move into the mysterious, secretive, hidden, imaginative, inspiring, delusional sign of Pisces on the 19th, on Monday the 19th at 4:23 a.m. Eastern. And it is going to take up a trajectory through this sign that will last until January 28th. So we have a good 6 weeks of energy here to figure out what it is we need to do in the Piscean territory. So wherever Mars arrives, we are going to have more action. We are going to have more passion. We are going to have more anger and fighting. We are going to have more aggression. And so we're going to be really spending quite a bit of time the rest of December and all through January till the 28th getting busy with these things that Pisces rules. So what that is anything in the art field. So it's a really good time to tackle film and music and poetry and painting and dance and sculpture. Anything in your spiritual practices, really good time to get motivated and back into your meditation, your prayer, your yoga, your nature walks. It can get you very busy with healing, with dealing with addictions, with hospitals, spas, retreats, or any other institutions that you're dealing with. It's a time when the passionate side and maybe sometimes the angry side of Mars is going to stir up romance that is Piscean in nature. So hidden, secretive, private, clandestine, about those times away, the getaways, the trysts, that kind of energy. Lots going on there. And then it is about research and development and investigations and strategies, the things you're doing behind the scenes, getting busy about in development over these weeks ahead. And on the challenging side, you know, this is the territory that rules espionage and rules secrets and you know, hidden agendas and hidden enemies and deception and boundary issues. And so those that tend to lean towards the darkness will probably be active doing those bad things. So keep an eye out for that. Try to avoid those types of people. But otherwise, there's going to be quite a bit that we can get done starting on Monday the 19th at 4:23 a.m. Eastern until January 28th in those arenas. Now, the universe does not have a sense of humor. So within an hour of that, a little more, at 5:55 a.m. on Monday the 19th, Eastern Time, Mercury goes retrograde. And so, wow, you know, it's like kind of we wake up Monday morning and it's just kind of slamming us into this whole new paradigm, right? So Mercury retrograde is in Capricorn, and it is going to last until January 8th. And so during this period, we have a do-over. Some kind of information is going to be reversed or returned to or reworked or rethought. We are going to go back and work things out or deal with issues with past people and past situations and past opportunities. And it is a time where making decisions and getting into talks and writing and signing agreements and making sales and interviewing and all that kind of communicative flow is going to be focused on that do-over phase. And, you know, it wears me out just thinking about it. it's in Capricorn, right? So it's going to focus on our personal goals. It's going to focus on career matters, reputation, status, fame, authority figures like, you know, the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the director, the teacher, the president, right? So we are going to have a lot of, back and forth here, a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes with the Mars activity in Pisces and Mercury taking us back over something from the 19th of December until January 8th. And just for you guys who are sticklers about, you know, the specifics about this, when it comes to the Mercury retrograde, it is retrograding on the 15th degree of Capricorn. Any of you guys who had massive blow-ups, breakups, explosive moments when Mars and Pluto got together back a month or so ago on that 15th degree of Capricorn, this retrograde very specifically, and I should have looked up that date for you guys, but I didn't. It's a retrograde. but this very specifically is going to allow you guys to go back and figure out, you know, what that might have been about. It's going to give you a chance to fix it or to release it if that's what is necessary. So I think, you know, it's important for you guys that have had some kind of toxic blow up or, you know, major meltdown situation kind of thing going on, that you know that this one is very much targeting that exact degree as the beginning point of all of this. And I'm trying to look this up for you guys while I'm chatting. I guess it was November. I mean, they really shared the 15th degree. La di da da. This is why I don't do this on the air. I'm supposed to look this stuff up ahead of time for you guys. They shared the 15th degree, like the 19th and 20th of October. So, yeah. So there you have it. So if you had some major stuff going down at that point, you know, then this one is very much going to help you go get back to it and hammer that out in some way. Okay, so that's part of it. So from December 19th until January 4th, the Mercury retrograde is backing up through Capricorn. So from the 15th degree backwards, backwards, backwards until it gets to zero on January 4th. Then the Mercury retrograde is going to step back into the sign of Sagittarius from January 4th to January 8th. And, you know, during that short little window, it will back up over the 29th degree of Sagittarius to the 28th degree of Sagittarius. And then Mercury goes direct on the 8th on that 28th degree of Sagittarius, and it starts to move forward. So then from January 8th to the 12th, it goes forward from the 28th degree to the 29th degree of Sagittarius. And then starting on January 12th, it is at 0 degrees of Capricorn, and it exits what's called the shadow, which is the period that follows the retrograde, covering those initial degrees that, you know, were covered during the retrograde, all the way until January 28th. So from the 12th of January to January 28th, Mercury will go from 0 degrees of Capricorn through the 15th degree of Capricorn and exit the story. So that's quite a nice chunky scenario. And if you, you know, even get more intense with the cosmic timing here, you know, here we have Mars moving into Pisces on December 19th. An hour later, Mercury retrograding in Capricorn on December 19th. Mars will exit Pisces on January 28th. Mercury will exit the shadow of his retrograde on January 28th. So we have a story here, kiddies, and it's about to be a big one, and it's about to involve all those Piscean and Capricorn themes. So I said there was three things going on. The third thing is that we have the Sun moving into Capricorn, joining the party on Wednesday the 21st. That marks the winter solstice and kicks us off into a 30-day cycle. that will put a spotlight on those Capricorn themes of our personal goals and ambitions, our career and reputation and status, and the dealings that we are having with those authority figures like the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, etc. And with the sun illuminating this part of the sky, it is really, you know, urging everybody to get personally involved with these themes, or physically involved with these themes, or make it about your brand or your name or your title or your signature on something, your image, you know, your body, whatever. Make it about you somehow in this mix as you move forward in these territories. All right, so that's our overview. So when we are looking at each individual sign, for Aries, you know, this period from December 19th to January 28th with your ruling planet, Mars, in Pisces, is either going to be incredibly magical and mysterious and inspiring, or can feel like you're a swamp monster. You know, a cute one, I'm sure, but you could be just kind of like, oh, dear Lord, you know, because Mars is a very, you know, it's an ardent, fire, passionate, go-get-em energy. And here it is in the ocean of Poseidon and behind the scenes. And so it depends on, I guess, your nature and your current situation, how this is going to play out for you. But it is going to really focus a lot of your physical energy, like I said, either in the artistic, romantic, spiritual, or healing realm, or it is going to focus it on, you know, pulling back, dealing with addictions, bad habits, deception, boundary issues, depression, rest, recuperation, etc. So, you know, feel that one out. I would definitely say for the Aries that, you know, if you start to feel yourself getting pulled in any of the swamp water, I would definitely choose a Pisces ruled topic as a way to work my way out of it. I'd go play music or listen to music or watch film or dance or sculpt or pray or meditate or, you know, get into the healing modalities in some way, or connect with that romantic lover and work it out in that way. And try to keep yourself going. But this, you know, on the positive side, you will get a lot done in those areas. Then it will motivate you. You haven't had this energy really ramping this up for a couple years. On the same day, on the 19th, Mercury retrogrades. Aries, it is a time for a do-over for you guys. Really important to go back and reframe your career. What are your needs on the career front? Is it time to, you know, think about a different direction, or are you trying to get a promotion or start your own business, or is there something to revisit with an old boss or employer of some other nature? Is there something going on with another authority figure you need to go deal with, the parent, the, you know, mentor, whoever? And what's going on with your personal goals in your life? You know, are you going in the direction you really want to be going? It's time to reassess these things. And there will be opportunities. I mean, the retrograde is not a stagnant thing. It will bring people from the past back around, may bring up, you might come across an old project or idea that you had before to give you that opportunity to rethink it. You know, take your time, slow down, and see who you can talk to and what information is flowing in and where this might take you. By the sun showing up here on the 21st, on Wednesday, kicks off that 30-day cycle that'll really help pull you into it and get you busy about it one way or the other, you know. So maybe you're going to be busy with all three things, personal life, direction, goals, career, and an authority figure. Maybe it's just going to be one, but you'll definitely be figuring out what that is in this week ahead. For Taurus, Mars moving into Pisces for you guys, a lot more activity in that mystical and sometimes delusional territory associated with your friends and your group affiliations and what you're doing online and what you're doing with astrology and with charities and gatherings and social networking, and what you're doing with your personal aspirations and original ideas. So, you know, you're going to have from the 19th of December until January 28th with a lot more going on here. So it's a really good time to be very proactive about the artistic things you can do in those areas, and the spiritual things and the healing and the romantic, you know, focus here, and any research and development going on in those areas. And then it's also an important time to watch out for karmic, deceptive or boundary issue situations that may play out around those topics as well. Mercury retrograding on the 19th of December and really taking you back over for a do-over until January 8th for Taurus. This is in that higher-minded arena. So it is the time to go back and hammer something out in any kind of legal situations. Do you need to get that, project incorporated, or do you need to sit down with an attorney or send out a letter, or, what is the legal side of things? Next, what about media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity? Is there a way to get, the information out there? Do you need to go back to an old project or an old issue or some people from the past and see what's possible in those areas? Education, higher education, is it time to start teaching what you know? Is it time to get certified in something or take a class? Is it time to run into some old classmates, and see what's going on with that? Go back to your old alma mater, what else? Travel. Holiday time, good one for Taurus, although there can be glitches where Mercury is retrograding, so definitely watch your flight plans and don't leave your wallet behind on the plane, etc. But travel can take you back, to run back into people from the past and past situations, opportunities, issues, help you hammer some things out. Weddings, might be time to get back in there and focus back on that wedding, whether it's your own or going to somebody else's and running into a bunch of people from the past. And also religion and politics, might be reigniting something within you, maybe changing your mind about something in one of those scenarios or going back to an old way of thinking about it. So quite a bit there for Taurus. And the sun shows up here on the 21st. So that means for the next 30 days, you're going to be way more involved in at least one of those topics, maybe a lot of them. I don't know. But, it's time to pour yourself into it and see what it is you're supposed to reclaim, release, or rework in some way. All right, for Gemini, Mars is moving into Pisces on the 19th of December. And Mars is going to get you really busy, Gemini, in these areas all the way until January 28th. And this is about your career or, I should say, and or. It's about personal life goals and or. It's about authority figures for Gemini. So the parent, the boss, the mentor, the teacher, the director, the leader, whoever this higher up person is, goals, career, authority figures, Gemini. So this is where, a lot more activity, a lot more motivation, a lot more passion to get things done. Anger flaring up sometimes over these topics, and you want to spearhead this with Piscean themes, so set goals or pursue career or deal with authority figures in ways that are about your artistic talents or interests or your spiritual pursuits or your romance or your healing or dealing with hospitals and other institutions or research and development. And be on the alert that there can be some foggy, delusional, depressive stuff around some of this at some points during the next 6+ weeks. And, avoid, sidestep that as much as you can. For Mercury retrograding, starting on Monday the 19th, this is going to last until January 8th for Gemini. This is in the power part of your chart. So we are having something that we are going back to hammer out, some kind of do-over. That has to do with a big financial topic is the first category for Gemini. So you might need to go back and rework the loan or the debt or the inheritance or the bankruptcy, perhaps the taxes or the insurance or the investments or the settlements, the alimony, the child support, the commissions, the royalties, the partner's money. Figure out what the financial thing is. Really important to, get in there, talk with people from the past, make different choices, see what's possible, right? Number two, this is the area of your sex life and your reproductive system in the body. So there may be rekindling of something with someone from the past or releasing something that's toxic or going in and taking care of, something with a doctor and your reproductive needs. So pay attention to what's coming up for you in those areas. Divorce is the third topic here. you might be going back and talking out some issues from the divorce, or talking about a divorce again, or talking to a divorce attorney. I don't know, but divorce is a theme. And this area rules death and birth, so there may be some information coming in about something you're dealing with in one of those areas that you need to kind of fine-tune and work out in some way. And this is also the area that rules third-party scenarios, you know, triangles that can be relationship-oriented and jealous, or scenarios that are beneficial where you're sitting down and working with two other people to really motivate on some project you're involved in. Maybe it's you and a partner and a therapist, you know, I mean, whatever the triangle is. This can be a time to go back and work that out in some way through communicating. So this kicks in on Monday the 19th. On Wednesday the 21st, the sun starts to illuminate this part of the sky, which will definitely start to shove you forward into something with this over the next 30 days, financially, sexually, reproductively, with the mortality issues or divorce or third-party scenarios. So time to show up and get busy with that stuff. For Cancer, Mars moving into Pisces on Monday the 19th and traveling there until January 28th is going to amplify a lot more, you know, motivation, busy activity, passion, anger, fighting spirit over the higher-minded arenas. Oh, boy, right? So, Cancer, you guys are going to get really busy with travel or people at a distance. You're going to get really busy with legal matters, educational pursuits, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, topics, weddings, religion, or politics, or like any combination of the above. These are all areas that broaden the mind in some way, open up your horizons in some way. And so Mars is really going to kind of throw you into that lot and get you to push ahead to make something happen. You may be reacting to something that is coming at you, and that's what makes it happen. Or you might be driving this bus down the road. But either way, it is definitely time to motivate and to see what is possible here. In all of that, always you want to apply your Piscean themes of artistry, spirituality, romance, healing, research, and kind of sidestep what you can in the deceptive karmic boundary issue arena there. Mercury retrograding on the same day, within a little bit over an hour after that, in the morning of Monday the 19th, is going to be about a do-over in relationship for Cancer. And so this can be personal relationships, it can be business relationships, it can be specialists, you know. So we're thinking about romantic partners and business partners, clients, specialists, experts, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, you know, those key one-on-one relationships. So it is time to hear from people from the past, think about them and call them yourself, run into them sporadically. It's time to release situations, excuse me, that are, you know, that the do-over is meant to help you release. You might be going back over old issues and releasing those, but keeping the people. you're really rethinking things, you know, and maybe there's somebody that you worked with before and you want to pick up the phone and call that attorney again or talk to that specialist again, or you're going to hear from a client from the past, right? So think about goals here. Think about career momentum. Think about dealings with authority figures in the mix as you go through this. The sun shows up and starts to illuminate this on the 21st onward, 30 days of that, which is going to pull you into these one-on-one scenarios as you move through the rest of December and in through most of January. For Leo, Mars moving into Pisces on Monday the 19th kicks off this cycle that lasts until January 28th. So quite a nice long spit here for Leo, and really going to stir passion and get you busy and get you active and get you sometimes fighting spirit over all those financial topics. Time to go and make something happen with the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the settlements, the alimony, the child support, the commissions, your partner's money, your backer's money. I don't know, whatever's out there, right? So you're just, this is a lot going on here for you guys, a lot of research maybe, or a lot of work behind the scenes. Maybe it's tied into your artistic pursuits or your spiritual practices or hospitals and healing. Maybe it's your insurance policies, you know. So really, financial is a big one here for Leo. Also, this is that area of sexuality and reproduction. So a lot of passion and a lot of karmic stuff going on here in the next 6+ weeks for Leo. Also, divorce. So, you know, this one can be a little tricky because, you know, when you have Mars in the divorce area, it can lead to a lot of angry, deceptive behind-the-scenes maneuvers. So really work hard to avoid that. If you can seriously avoid it, you can wait until after January 28th, until this is out of this part of the sky, so you have a little easier time with it. But if you are in the throes of this, you know, take the high ground all the way through. Life and death scenarios, you know, there might be activity here if someone's passed and you're, you know, dealing with the aftermath of that, or if there's somebody's given birth and you're dealing with what's going on with that. And third-party scenarios, you know, Leo, lots of activity here working not just one-on-one, but one-on-two with other people. And then Mercury retrogrades on the 19th as well and will then stay retrograde until January 8th. And, Leo, this is a do-over for you guys when it comes to your job, number one. So you might be leaving a job you're sick of, or maybe a gig you've been working short-term is running out, or you might be hearing about a job you applied for from the past coming back around, or you might run into old employees or you know, coworkers, I should say, that you worked with before. It can be a chance to rethink what you're doing with the work you're here to do and what it is you want to do. Pick up old projects and ideas and rehash them. And if there's somebody that you want to hire to help you, you know, you might pick up the phone and go back over that as well. So that's one area. Also, paperwork. It can be a time where it's really important to go back, dig up some old paperwork and go through it and figure out what you missed or what needs to be renegotiated or reworked in some way. This is also the area of health. And so, Leo, really important time to go back and get your health together. You know, go back over, maybe there was something you used to do that was wonderful for your healthy lifestyle and you've let it go, and so now you can reclaim that. If you've been sick, maybe this retrograde will help you release that health issue. But whatever health-conscious scenario that you want to go back and rework in some way, this is the time to do it. And then animals as well. There could be a return of a lost animal. There could be some return that you go back to something you used to enjoy with animals and pick that back up. Sorry, I have my fireplace on in here and it's like drying out my throat while I'm talking to you guys. I forgot to bring something to drink in here. So, you know, work, health, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, animals, getting organized, decluttering, simplifying, cleaning. Mercury retrograde is going to help you go back and work this stuff out. And so, you know, with all the signs, you have to watch with the little glitches and breakdowns and wackadoodle stuff that comes along with a Mercury retrograde, but it is a fantastic do-over period. The sun joins in on the 21st, which will start to illuminate this area for the 30 days that follow and really push the Leos towards what it is they're supposed to be doing there. For Virgo, Mars moving into Pisces on Monday the 19th kicks off this 6+ week period that will last until January 28th and really gets you guys busier with one-on-one relationships. And so, you know, more motivation, more activity, more passion, more fighting spirit, possibly some angry bouts, and focused on either romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, experts, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, all these one-on-one scenarios. And so you are going to be busier than you've been with these people for a couple years, starting on the 19th. And you want to really throw the Pisces gambit at it. You want to, you know, make it about the romance or about the artistic pursuits or the spirituality or the healing or the hospitals or the other institutions or the research and development. And you want to, you know, try to avoid the deceptive, foggy, depressive side of this arena as much as you can. Mercury retrograding On the same day, on the 19th, is a do-over in the area of true love, children, creative projects, and recreation. So, wow, what a nice little combo there, Virgos. Sound like you going back and reconnecting with somebody. So, you know, hey, Mercury retrograde is definitely about going back and getting a do-over, you know, let go of something that's blocking you, reconnect with someone from the past, rework or rethink something and see if you can get it right. So if there is an old creative project you want to re-stimulate or an old lover you want to go back and talk about issues or potential with, or something that has to do with children or your recreational pursuits and having fun, then this is the time to go back and work that out. And the sun showing up and starting to put a spotlight on this on the 21st, going forward for the next 30 days into January, you know, definitely going to kind of pull you in and get you to show up personally or physically and get involved with these creative, fun, love, recreational, artistic topics, all right, kid topics. All right, for Libra, Mars moving into Pisces on the 19th, kicking off several weeks all the way until January 28th, getting you way busier, Libra, on the job or in pursuit of work, with coworkers, with people you've hired, getting organized, doing the job, you know, pitching the projects, anything work-oriented. This is a big period for you guys, you know, more active than the last couple years. And this is also the area of health. It's a fantastic time for Libra to consider, you know, starting the diet, joining the gym, hiring the trainer, throwing out the junk food out of the, you know, cupboards, anything that can get you motivated towards better health. Get in and see the doctor or the acupuncturist or the massage therapist or whoever, you know, the Reiki healer. Get in there in the name of your health. This is a fantastic active period to do something about it. And this is the area of animals, so you might be way busier during this time through the healing stages or the loving stages or the, you know, research and development stages with your animals. And then lastly, this is like paperwork for Libra. Definitely motivated time to get in there and do all the like strategies that you need to do and behind the scenes efforts to get the paperwork off your desk or, you know, out the door, whatever it is. Mercury retrograding on the same day, on the 19th, and staying in retrograde until January 8th. Libra, this is focused at the root of your chart, so it's about your house, your home, who you live with, your roommates, your family, your parents, or it's about your real estate deals, moves, renovations, interior design, your security needs, what grounds you and makes you feel solid in the world, your emotional needs that are tied to that, you know. So this Mercury retrograde is going to, you know, bring some kind of turnaround, reversal, going back over the old stuff, rethinking things. Maybe you're going to have people from the past into the house a lot, or you're going to run into them, you know, with the family, or there's going to be, you know, an old real estate opportunity come back around, or, you know, in any of those arenas, a chance for a do-over, a chance to let go of things that block and reconnect with things that have potential and hash it out in some way. With the sun starting to spotlight this on the 21st, you can expect to get very busy personally, physically involved. Home, family, parents, roommates, real estate deals, moves, renovations, your history, your ancestry, whatever's there at that core of your chart. And this is a good time for you to be involved. It puts a spotlight on you, helps you take the lead, helps you make it about you as much as you can, right? And move that forward. All right, for Scorpio, Mars moving into Pisces on Monday the 19th is going to kick off these weeks ahead all the way until almost the very end of January, January 28th, where it's going to get you guys way busier than you've been in a couple years. More passion playing out, more fighting spirit or anger, more motivation and busy activity in a day-to-day basis in four areas for Scorpio. This is either going to be about a love relationship that is getting very passionate or steamy or angry and busy, or it's going to be about something that you're doing with or for the kids. Or it's going to be a big creative project push forward and a lot going on there. Or it's going to be a lot of recreation. Maybe you're taking your vacation during this time and getting the heck out of Dodge. and maybe it's going to be a little bit of all four of those things. But that's where the activity is. It's going to get heated up here. in love, with kids, with creativity, and with fun. And, you know, throw Pisces themes at it. This is either about making it fantasy-oriented and romantic getaways if it's love, or it's about, you know, the healing and the hospitals and the research and the development going on behind closed doors with your, you know, maybe with the kids or the creative projects or whatever. It's about what spiritual practices involved in what you're doing here that's kind of spiking this forward for you guys. So a lot really starting to kick into gear on Monday. On the same exact day, within almost an hour, Mercury retrogrades in your communication sector and your local environmental sector. So for Scorpio, you know, this really kind of amplifies the retrograde, makes it more important than maybe for the other signs because it's in that house. And so, you know, it is a time to rethink your thoughts, to talk to people from the past, to pick back up those old ideas and issues and opportunities and hash them out, to go back to old writing or old agreements or old sales, to go back to, you know, interviews or auditions or offers or proposals, to go back also in that local environmental arena, retracing things with your do-over through your local community neighborhood activities, through short trips to nearby places, to things that are happening with vehicles or electronics or brothers or sisters or neighbors. So, yeah, you got a lot, right? But I would expect that there's going to be, you know, a lot of people you're hearing from the past during this time, or a lot of, you know, revisiting old ideas, et cetera. And so it's your do-over. Put your energy in there and see what you can hammer out. The sun starts to spotlight this on the 21st. It'll be 30 days with a spotlight there. Definitely going to get you more personally or physically involved in these talks or writing or agreements or sales or short trips or local activities, et cetera, et cetera. Sagittarius, Mars moving into Pisces on the 19th. You know, Sag, this is about your home, your family, your security needs, feeling nurtured, your emotional needs, your roommates, your parents, your real estate deals, your moves, your renovations, everything at the root of your chart. So you haven't had this much energy and activity and passion and sometimes fighting spirit and anger stirring things up for a couple years, and it starts now on Monday the 19th. So you will get busy here. It's like you throw Pisces at it. You know, can you make this a romantic time at the home, or can you make this about your art? Can it be about your spiritual practices? Can it be about healing and recuperation, research and development? So this is where it's at. This is where you're going to get busy all the way until almost the very end of January. And Mercury retrogrades on the same day on the 19th, and this is about your personal income. It's about your purchases, your possessions, your gifts, your product, you know, that kind of thing. And so, Sag, you know, you're going to have a slowdown here from the 19th until January 8th, and it's a do-over to go back. Is it time to let go of something, return something? Is it time to, you know, rethink things, run into people from the past and see if there's opportunity to pick something up that might be an income maker or has something to do with your purchases or your products or your possessions, etc. Might be a time to donate a bunch of stuff, get stuff out of your closets in your basement to charity, or you know, I don't know. release, get it out of there. So do over. And the sun starts to illuminate this on the 21st. So going forward for 30 days, really, you know, pushes you to show up, get more personally, physically involved in making money or dealing with the possessions and the gifts and the purchases and the product. All right, Capricorn. You know, Capricorn, you are the other sign that is going to be really having a lot of the communication energy like Scorpio was, but differently. You know, Capricorn, you have Mars moving into this territory on the 19th. So from December 19th until January 28th, much more heated dialogue, much more passionate dialogue, much more motivational dialogue going on in your world. And some of this will be stuff you're hearing and you know, offers coming your way. And a lot of it's going to be what you're saying and thinking. You're going to have a much more aggressive mindset. You're ready to, you know, do this now. And you're going to talk about that, and you're going to, you know, sign agreements in that direction, and you're going to make sales in that direction, and you're going to write in that direction. You're going to interview and audition, talk and meet. You know, it's all the communication realm is on fire for the Capricorns. And then the same energy will affect that local mundane reality for Capricorn. So this can get you much busier in short trips to nearby places, in your local community, with your vehicles and electronics, with your brothers and sisters and neighbors. And obviously, all of this can help you make a lot more happen. You just want to watch the, you know, the short fuse side of Mars wherever it travels. So watch, you know, blow ups with your brother or your sister or that neighbor, because you got to live by them. Watch yourself. Don't be, you know, don't be giving any road rage out there to anybody while you're driving around, right? But this could definitely help you guys make a lot happen. And in all these communications and all this inspiration of the mind that you're getting with this, you know, keep it in the Piscean realm. I mean, these communications that you're so passionate or motivated about can be about your art or your spiritual pursuits or the romance or the healing or hospitals or research and development, you know? So Mercury retrograding on the same day, on the 19th, is in your sign Capricorn. So, wow, right? You guys are definitely having a turnaround at this point. Time for you to go back to something about yourself, right? You know, if that's an issue that you have, something that you're sick of about yourself and you want to get rid of it, this is a fantastic time to release negative habits, you know, something about your body or image or brand or name or title. If it's something that you are really feeling a longing to reclaim about yourself, also equally as powerful to go back and pick that back up and bring it back into who you are. You might be really thinking something very heavy, very important out during these 3+ weeks that has, you know, is really going to in some way pertain to who you are or what your identity is going to be going forward, or your name or your brand or your title or, you know, something with your body. So give, you know, slow down enough. I think it's going to be hard for the Cappies out there because to slow down because Mars is like firing up your brain and your mouth is going to follow, and you know you're ready to do it, and then Mercury's like taking you back here. But you know Mercury retrograde is asking you guys to slow down enough to really suss this out and figure out what it is you need for yourself. And, you know, take that 3+ weeks, take until January 8th to really figure it out, talk to people, you know, release toxic stuff, reclaim the good stuff, and you'll see this start to move forward. With the sun starting to illuminate your sign on the 21st for the next 30 days, it definitely will give you that shot in the arm and help you kind of lead your way forward with this. For Aquarius, Mars moving into Pisces on Monday the 19th kicks off this period until January 28th, and Aquarius is going to get you guys busier than you've been in quite some time, pursuing ways to make money or out there purchasing stuff or really getting busy doing something with or about your possessions or your product or your gifts. So, you know, it's busy and you're passionate and you might be fighting for something at some point with all this. So expect to really be able to motivate and make things happen in these areas. Throw Pisces at it. If you're trying to earn money, think about your artistic, spiritual, romantic, research, healing, institutional, you know, any of those realms may benefit you. And expect to get busy. Mercury retrograding on the same day on the 19th. This is in that karmic, mystical part of the sky for Aquarius, so very trippy for you guys. Look, Mercury's going to take you back and reconnect you with some people from the past or some past ideas or situations, issues, opportunities, and some of it's karmic, some of it's very karmic, past life stuff here, so you know who and what that is. And you can talk it out and figure it out. Maybe there's some releasing to do. Maybe there's some reconnecting to do. You know your story. Some of this has to do with deception, secrets, hidden agendas, and that kind of thing. Some of it has to do with boundary issues and addictions. So that's all the challenging stuff. I'll get it right off the bat there for you guys. If you need to go back and work some of that out, this is the time to do it. The positive the really cool stuff is that this can give you a chance to go back and reclaim, rework something that is about film or music or dance or poetry or painting, any of the muse-related themes. It can help you go back and have a do-over with your spiritual practices, your prayer, meditation, yoga. Maybe there's something calling you back to psychic abilities or dreams or magical interests, right? It can take you back to a past romance or a place that you used to go for romantic getaways with somebody. It can take you back over healing, hospitals, spas, retreats, and other institutions. And any old research or investigations that you were interested in before may come back around and give you a shot at that. So on the 21st, the sun starts to illuminate this. We'll start to throw you forward into the mix with summer, all of those areas. You'd be very busy, right? For the next 30 days, it is all about you guys showing up and leading your way forward with those past scenarios. For Pisces. Pisces, Mars moving into your sign on Monday the 19th is, I think, for the Pisces, something they really, really need about this time. Pisces have been through so much in the last 15 months with Saturn squaring their ruling energy in their sign. And, you know, you're seeing that finally break free between the 19th and 20th of this week ahead. And that's a huge lifting off of some of the weight of what's been going on with the Pisces. And then having Mars move into your sign right then, you know, it's like a shot in the arm. It is that fire energy that you need to get yourself back in the groove, back passionate about something that matters to you, back motivated to do something with your body, your image, your brand, your desires, your name, your title, you know, your identity in the world. And this kind of fire energy within your magical, mystical sign will definitely spark a lot of attention from a lot of people. You will have that kind of cutting edge over the next 6 weeks that should definitely help you attract things to you and help you go after things that you want. You know, and the only real thing to avoid here is sometimes we can be a little bit more accident prone if Mars is in our sign, or we, you know, Mars like shows up with the sword in hand and ready to go, ready to do battle before they really think it all out. So you just have to watch yourself that you're not jumping the gun too much with everything. But just allow this to really get you guys back up and into your energy and passionate about your life again and motivated. And if you're going, but Zoe, I have been passionate about my life. Well, okay, good. This will make you more, right? So you can just grab hold of that and do what you will with it. And then Mercury retrograding on the same day, on the 19th, this is going to be a retrograde that lasts until January 8th, and it's your do-over, Pisces, in the social realm of your life first. So I would say, you know, there may be a current friend exiting or old friends coming back around. There could be old group activities you get back involved with, or you decide you've outgrown a group. There could be old internet interests coming back around, or you're done with your website or that particular website. It can be about astrology or charities, you know, and a do-over there. It can be about social networking, parties, events, and gatherings where you're going to be running into past people or get to pitch past ideas or reconnect with some past interest, right? So you want to be kind of open to this coming and going of flow in the social stream of your life right now, because there's something for you to learn out of all of that, that you'll become aware of by the end of the retrograde. And then on the other level of this for Pisces, you know, this is about your personal aspirations. What is it you really want for your life? And this Mercury retrograde will give you a chance to go back and reconnect with that in some way. It will help you to look at any old original ideas or original projects or inventions and, you know, retweak those so that they're, you know, maybe there's something still there and you can make it better. And then finally, your freedom. You know, where are you with that? How free do you feel in your life? What do you want to reconnect with to make you feel better about that, right? And so that's your Mercury retrograde themes, and you can expect, you know, situations and people to be crossing your path that will help you kindle that in some way. And then the sun puts that spotlight on it from the 21st of December onward for 30 whole days. So that's really your cue to start showing up, you know, attending the parties and events and getting online and going out with the groups and the friends and the associates and, you know, pursuing those aspirations and your freedom and your original ideas. And so this is like where it's at for you guys from that point onward. So that's it, guys. Zoe Moon. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Zoe spelled Z-O-E. And that's our show for December 15th through the 22nd. I hope that everybody does well with this massive gear shift we're getting between Mercury and Mars next week, and that your do-over is beautiful. I will be back next week, same time, God willing. Have a good one.